Investigators searching the home of the suspected gunman, Hu Can Tran, said they found a rifle, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and evidence he was manufacturing gun silencers in his home. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna told reporters that investigators are still looking for a motive behind the shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration at a Monterey Park dance hall.
Our job is to collect every shred of this awful puzzle that has been laid out by this suspect. So, work in progress.
The 72-year-old Tran fired 42 rounds in all at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, killing 11 and wounding 9. He then drove to another nearby dance hall where an employee managed to wrest Tran's weapon away from him. Sheriff Luna said Tran had a prior conviction in 1990 for unlawful possession of a weapon. Luna said evidence was found in Tran's van linking him to both incidents.
The investigation is still ongoing. Sheriff's homicide detectives are working around the clock, gathering additional information and working on determining the motive behind this extremely tragic event.
Authorities said it was the deadliest mass shooting in L.A. County history. Police in the Los Angeles County community of Hemet said Tran had visited the police department twice this month to report that he'd been the victim of fraud, theft, and poisoning by family members more than 2 decades ago. He promised to return with evidence, but never did. Democratic Representative Judy Chu represents parts of Los Angeles County, including Monterey Park, where she also served as mayor for a time. She said during a news conference that the community is reeling from the incident.
This is a time to be with family, to celebrate, and yet this tore a hole through all of our hearts.
Chu told NBC that tragedies like this will continue to happen until federal gun law changes to close loopholes in state and local gun laws.
A person can evade having a background check if they purchase their guns through an online system or they purchase it through private means, person to person, or at a gun show. And those loopholes have to close.
The shooting was the nation's 5th mass shooting this month. It was the deadliest massacre since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas last May that killed 21 people. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.